Breakfast with Martin Bester.
When it comes to, I've never felt the pressure to try and be cool, which kind of makes you uncool already. You know what I'm saying? You don't like fit in, even with music. As the Afrikaanse context, as jy Afrikaans sing, moet jy nou of een van die kraad wees in die groepie, of jy moet deel van die groepie wees, of die groepie, verstaan jy? En dan is daar mos nou politiek in al die groepies, en die groepie en die van die groepie nie. I've always been that guy who's just like, not part of that.
Yeah.
So, do my eie ding, and so on and so on. It could mean that you sometimes then, you know, you feel like you're not part of a group of people. Doesn't make sense?
Yeah, and you don't really understand what's going on around you half the time.
So you just do your thing, which I really appreciate. When it comes to music, I just do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care for all those rules, those peripheral rules. I think when I was at Varsity, it was the same thing as well. You know, you got the kids who want to be part of that kind of group of people, and then you get the ones that are like, you know, they wear black and they probably don't know the latest words. Mm-hmm. They just do their own thing. They like Led Zeppelin and it's fine.
Were you
fine.
That guy?
Yeah, probably.
Pretty
if you're
going
to have to go and find a group. But I was also playing sport. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's okay to be more than one thing. That's what it is.
Well done, Martin.
No, it's okay. In my life, it's okay to be more than just one thing. You don't have to, as the saying goes, you know, some of your parts. But when it comes to school, I think I remember you have to kind of be part of a group who knows what's happening in the latest words and where the right stuff. Were you part of that group, Liesl?
I was a little bit of everything as well, but I definitely knew what was going on around me. All the slang, all the parties, all of that, but I was also a student.
You knew about it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But you didn't necessarily, did you feel the pressure to fit in?
Mm-mm. Ik was mijn zuster Laurie second. Yeah. But I definitely
same
knew
WhatsApp
everything.
Group.
But
you got to know about it, but you don't have to subscribe.
Yes.
Does
and we
sense?
Weren't allowed to use any slang words at home at all, ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you speak proper English or you don't speak at all. That was my grandmother. So,
yeah. So groepie was jij geweest, Alma Kapelma?
Ik was met redelijk uiteenlopende groepen mensen, vrienden.
Ja.
Ons school had een koshuis gehad. So die dorpies en die koshuis kids het gewoon, je weet wel, van eie kliks gehad. Maar ek was met allemaal lekker toe, man.
Dit vir ons. Ons een groepie uitgeworpen is.
Ja, ek kon nooit net by een hy nie.
It's okay to be more than one thing.
Mm-mm.
Taylor?
Yes?
You're listening. Good morning.
Yes.
How's it? Welcome on the show.
Thank you.
You're listening to us talk about this. Does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Is it okay not to belong to a specific group or is that not the done thing?
Well, usually we all belong to a specific group, whether it's many or one. We all kind of belong to one group. Or you sit with your friends.
Yeah. What does it mean to be cool these days? I'm very uncool. And I want you to help me up my cool a little bit.
I don't
know. For the first time in my life, I'm feeling the pressure, Taylor. For the first time in my life, I'm feeling the pressure.
It's like when, for instance, if you do sports and you do well in it, then you could be cool at that. If you do art if you do sports.
Yeah, yeah.
You could, and if you do well in it.
Yeah, then you're cool.
Then you could be cool, yes.
Yeah, then you could be cool. Okay, yes, I'm with you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it possible, though, to play first team rugby and be uncool?
Depends, I suppose.
That was me.
Her answer is actually yes. She just doesn't want to say it, like, straight up to you.
All right, hit me with a word.
Okay, do you know what mint vibes is?
Mint vibes?
Yes.
Well, I would imagine that mint is exceptional. If a car is in a mint condition.
Oh, Lord.
What now? If a car is in a mint condition, it's in a really good condition. So mint vibes, really good vibes.
Yes.
What? Okay, no, I'm done with this game. I'm leaving.
I'm sorry.
He has. Where's your list?
One for Martin.
That's such nerdy slang.
Yeah, this mint. I thought it would be cool because a mint. But
people,
come on.
The more things
mint
change, the more
condition?
This happens. Yeah, mint condition.
What?
Of course, mint condition. Next one, Taylor.
Okay, here's a Fortnite one. Do you know this game?
I do because, yes, I do actually. I don't play it, but I know about Fortnite and I know that you need to get a lot of kills and stuff.
Yes.
Like that. Yes.
So do you know what a noob is?
A noob?
Yes, a noob. N-O-O-B.
I do.
It's a move in which you nuke someone. It's called
no.
Okay, no.
No.
A noob? Anybody? A noob?
Noob.
Noob.
Met a b.
Noob. Noob. If you noob someone, it's something you do to someone.
No.
It's something you are. Am I correct?
Are you a
yes,
noob?
Yes, it's something you are.
If you're the noob, you're the person who is hunted.
No.
You're the hunter.
No.
Okay, I don't know. Liesel?
Mm-mm. I get langal uitgetrek.
Okay.
No. A noob is a beginner at Fortnite, and
yes.
they generally aren't so good.
Emma, you must answer. You can't say yes
no,
at the end.
No one asked me
don't
for my answer.
Don't be shy.
Just say your
shout
answer.
It out. Be that kid in the class. Next one.
Okay, do you know what shady is?
Shady? Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're a little bit dodgy.
No, it's if you throw shade at somebody.
Oh. Then you, yes. So, and then you're shady?
Yes, then you're the shady person.
Is if you're a shady person, is that good or bad?
It depends. Why are you being shady?
Mm. Do you know what it means to throw shade, Martin?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. It's what?
Insult someone.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's really old, though. That's been around.
That one, yeah.
Jeez, okay, Taylor, if I say it's been around, you must know. Okay, so.
Do you know what next? Goat is?
I do. I forget every time I see it on Instagram. GOAT.
Yeah.
It's.
The stands for something.
Greatest of all
greatest
time.
Greatest of all time.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Greatest
so some people would say Messi is, others would say Ronaldo is.
Do you know what nuke is?
Nuke? No.
Nake, sorry.
Nake. Nake is the act of getting drunk.
You see, she knew. And Martin, at least know the right slang if you're going to ask the question.
And I came in with such confidence. So, do you know what nuke
he even
is?
Had the shoulder shrug. He's like, do you? Do you?
He came in with confidence.
Yes,
Martin. Wow. Okay, Nake. Yes, Nake. I would have thought it means you're not, you know, clothes on.
Yeah,
you know, like naked or something.
Yes, but half aangetrek, so crop top. And
as you're a bit gedoppen, then you're a bit genaked.
Yeah. That is as odd. No,
oh,
okay, never mind.
Am I right in saying that adults should understand, if you're a parent maybe, you need to understand what it means, but you must never use it?
Yes. Is that I don't think it would be really good if you're interviewing for a job and you're using slang.
No, for instance. I mean, you know.
Like a nake.
What did you do this weekend? Oh,
I got nake.
Okay, so we're doing the Gen Z slang test on the show this morning. So if you're an adult, you're a parent, and there are some words that you reckon that you don't understand, you should know what the definition of those words are, you're at the right place. Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, before we get back to you. So Ivan on Twitter says, Martin, dank sal doet vir 'n paar jaar net soos YOLO. Fam is op pad uit. Oh, it's hard to keep up, hey?
We need to ask her, though.
Is fam still a thing?
Yes, fam is still a thing.
But according to Ivan, it's on its way out. So he says yeet is the new fad word.
Yeah, yeet. We do use yeet, but fam, we pronounce it fam. It's like your closest friends.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness.
Jeez, I don't even know. You see, I've been famming.
It's just fam.
Okay. But it's isn't it sort of family, you know?
Yeah. It kind of is fun, your fun, closest fun, friends.
Fun, okay.
They like family.
Okay, we're not question. We're not a question.
we
so
are.
Yeet.
Yes.
How do I use it in a sentence?
You pretty much just say yeet. It's like yeet. It's like when something gets a little bit. I don't know exactly. It's.
So let's say, I'm gonna say something outrageous.
Then you say yeet.
Yeah, yeah, no. Like the Stormers are going to take the...
Oh, going to win Super Rugby.
Yeet.
Yeah.
Did I use it
then
right?
Then you say yeet.
Yeet.
Yeah.
So it's... But apparently...
Sometimes like you say for
like
something unbelievable.
One.
Unbelievable.
Ooh, unbelievable.
Oh, all right.
So for iets onnodig ook, is it yeet? Yeah.
It sounds onnodig. Like... The whole word sounds unwitter.
Elma's being that on
Elma,
today. I thought it would be me, but...
We're not questioning Gen Z. We're learning from them. It's a teachable moment. Okay, next one. Go.
Okay, do you know what a finster is?
Oh, I don't.
A finster.
Yeah?
A finster is somebody who has no kids, but who is a...
You said no already.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Finster, I have no idea. What's a Finster?
A Finster is like another Instagram account that you create just for your closest friends, and you post like hilarious stuff on there.
Liesel, did you not know this one?
No.
Oh, a Finster. I did not know this. So it's an Instagram account, but only your friends know that.
Yeah, it's your like closest friends. Yeah, you accept them.
And what you name it? I mean, obviously,
weird. You can just go your name and Finsta.
Martin Finster, and then there's an
account. Oh, so it's a fake Insta.
Yes.
A Finster.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like that one. Mm. See, we're
getting a Finster for Jack of Breakfast.
Jack of Breakfast Farm. Okay, he's so woke after all this. Okay, one more.
Okay, talking about Instagram and stuff, can I ask you what the difference between a DM and a PM is?
Well, personal message and a direct message.
Yes.
But so a direct message is a direct message.
Yeah, you just send
it. Personal message is on WhatsApp, surely, no?
Yeah, personal message is on WhatsApp and a direct message is on Instagram.
Wow.
Okay, there's some funny swear.
Here's a bit of slang for you. You can BS your way through anything. Hashtag fake it till you make it, Brew. It's been around forever and it still stands true. Okay, one last one, Taylor. One last one. By the way, are we going to put some of these up on social? Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is another Fortnite one. Do you know what a dub is?
A dub?
Yeah, a dub.
A dub. Anybody? A dub?
A dab or a dub?
Dub.
Dub. It could just be a dab because now we've realized that fam became fum and dab could be dub.
Checking.
All right, what's a dub? Does anyone know from production team? Anybody?
Anyone?
A dub?
No.
Villa and Carla makes? No. No one knows what a dub is around here.
Okay, a dub is a win because it starts with the W, so you call it a dub, and it's a win on Fortnite.
Oh, my word. So the Bulls had a dub this weekend against the Sharks?
Yeah.
Is that more or less?
You sound like an idiot.
So tomorrow's show, I'm only going to use Gen Z slang.
No,
after 8.
I want to find out from her, though. Are there things like a whole meal? Is that still a thing? Is that something you guys use? No?
A meal like as in... like whether you find something attractive.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's still a thing.
It's still in.
Sorry, but hang on. Slow down.
Snack,
what?
A whole meal and snack. So if you're a snack,
yeah. A whole meal and dessert.
Oh, dessert as well.
Can I? I do not want to have this conversation with you right now, but I think I know what dessert means.
This is getting so creepy.
So just for the rest of the show, because I'm going to use some of these words for the rest of the show. Just to make my presentation a little bit cooler. What is a really good song? How do you describe? So the next song tune coming up is like really? How would you say?
I don't know. Which song are you going to play?
A good one. So how would you describe a...
Liam Payne and Rita Ora.
Okay, it's a dope song.
I know dope.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I know
you
dope.
Guys are just stealing.
Lit is also...
Lit.
Is Lit still alive, though?
Yeah, Lit is still alive.
Can I say it's a banger? Have you heard that?
No.
Yes, it's a banger.
It's a banger.
You're giving your age away.
It's a dope song. Kids, agree with me, banger is still a thing. Thank you so much for joining us. I think we've had enough for one day. Do you want to know more? Is this good? I'll be
good.
No.
And Bougie? Is Bougie still happening?
No.
No.
That's art.
Liesl.
My favorite word.
I'm just so much more work than Liesl, hey? Am I not? Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. This
is Breakfast with Martin Vester.
Elke ochtend is a vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.